Who are you?
Our only community quick hit here takes us back to the rant. So, the bun pot story turned out not to be very
funny. Stop mentioning the bun pot story.
Reset, we have new listeners.
In conclusion, not as funny as we remembered.
It wasn't ever funny.
The name
holds up.
The angle iron through the windshield turns out not funny, despite what Gordon tried to tell us.
And I would argue this next story, this classic community quick hit, also tragic.
Yes. So this is not a good story.
No.
The story is that a 6-month-old child and a rat, pet rat.
Yeah, the family.
The rat was welcomed. It was not a rat that.
We don't want a family blame, but the family had a pet rat.
Like Ben.
That they let in the baby's room or something.
Michael Jackson's song about Ben.
I believe
it's basically the story.
He lived in a terrarium. Terrarium?
The baby did?
No, the rat did.
Oh.
You don't put a baby in there, you knucklehead. Is it terrarium?
What?
Basically an aquarium that doesn't have water in it is a terrarium.
They put him in a rat enclosure. They should have had him in a rat enclosure, right? But apparently they didn't. The rat gets loose. And this is some bit of classic rant audio that should not be played.
No, it should not be.
There wasn't a hole on the floor with a door.
We're not going
to
play this.
That he could answer and welcome Matt.
Despite all his rage, he was just in a terrarium.
Okay. That's right. All right. So the rat apparently bit the baby a few times.
Okay.
And then was euthanized.
And the rant did not handle this story properly.
And so the rant.
So this is an example of how not to do responsible radio.
So the rant was able to find secret audio of the rat's pre-death press conference. Like later that night, he was going to be euthanized.
Okay.
For his crimes against the baby. And this is what aired on America's favorite radio station on the rant.
This is Hugo.
Oh, you playing it? I'm sorry. Hold on.
I'd like to thank you all for coming.
Okay. So, and I'm playing it from in here. I'm sorry. My bad, Tyler. By the way, congratulations on the child.
Thank you. Now I know what not to do with a rat.
Yes. Yes.
Don't give your wife a celebratory pet rat.
Okay, so here is the first and only rat press conference on the ticket.
This is Hugo, the rat's press conference.
I'd like to thank you all for coming out here today. I know this story has taken the Metroplex by storm, and I just want to say a few things right now. Number one, I did not, would not, should not, and didn't have been eat that baby. That baby had tormented me for years. In the whole 6 months it was alive. And it was true that the baby and I did not get along. But I did not bite that baby. I want to make that very clear. Some of the people from the morning news been getting the story wrong, saying that I attacked the baby, bit it over 100 times. Not true. As a matter of fact, I am the victim here.
Mr. Rat.
Yes.
Fred Stein, Associated Press.
Hello, Fred Stein.
How exactly did you escape from your aquarium?
That is a fair question. I do not want this man vilified for asking that question. It is a fair question. I escaped from my aquarium. I've heard it been called an aquarium in the paper. It actually is a terrarium. I escaped from it through the window.
Follow-up question, if I may, Mr. Rat.
Yes, sir, Mr. Stein.
How many Tuesdays?
That is not a fair question. That is a nonsensical question. Does not make sense to me. Now then, let me also say, that baby was wearing a suit of cheese. I went after that suit of cheese. I had no intention of biting that baby, and if the baby happened to get bitten during the process of me gnawing down on that cheese, so be it. Damn that baby to hell! Damn him to hell!
Mr. Rat!
Yes, Mr. Stein, why are you the only one asking questions?
No, this is Don Wallace from UPI.
Hello, Don.
One more question.
By the way,
you.
I'm about to be killed in about 2 hours. I'm about to be euthanized and my brain sent to Austin.
Have you ever eaten milk off the baby's lips?
I've heard about that practice. I've never engaged in such a pornographic practice as that. That's sick. I would never, could not, would not, and shall not have been eating milk off a baby's lip for years when he's lived 6 months. I will take only a few more questions.
Mr. Rat, Kathy harassed Adele's morning.
Hello, Kathy. Love your column.
How big was the window?
The window in the terrarium was about 6 inches by 6 inches. I open it up, climbed out as I do. Sometimes I sneak out at night and run with a gang of neighborhood rats.
Follow-up question.
And we like to make a tour through the Parkland Maternity Ward and eat suits of cheeses off of many different infants.
Mr. Rat. This is Tom White from Ebony Magazine.
Who?
Tom White from Ebony Magazine.
Yes, sir. I acknowledge the stereotype in the back. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I just have one question. What exactly was the woman listening to in the other room when you was gnawing on the baby?
It was Babyface. She was listening to Babyface. And I remember thinking how ironic it was her listening to Babyface as I ripped the nose off the child. Oh, I've said too much. I'm guilty. Kill me. Kill me, I'm a freaking rat. What the hell am I doing in a family residence anyway? I deserve to be killed along with that mother who left the baby unattended with me, Hugo the Rat. That concludes this press conference. Thank you very much. That's all.
Mr. Rat, one more question.
Yes, stereotype.
No, I didn't think it was actually... I was just shouting at you as you were walking out the door.
Yes, that's it. That's the end of the press conference.
I didn't really have a...
Yeah, that's the end of the press conference.
Yeah, there you go.
Theater there.
Yeah. So there you go. That was fine, right?
Holds up. Bob.
Oh, my.
Does not hold up.
The rat was framed.
To clarify, that was from college radio.
The baby was wearing a suit of cheese. That explains everything.
When I was at Notre Dame.
That's the foundation this ticket was built on, right there.
That's the old foundation we got away from and then became successful afterwards.